about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lydia writes, Doctor, how many times are you supposed to go to the bathroom a day? Now, I guess she didn't specify number one or number two. Basically, urinating, I would say every 3 hours until you go to bed. So, and the reason why we come up with a number is we don't want you to urinate more than 8 times a day. If you urinate more than 8 times a day, you should probably get that checked. But if you really think about it, you know, you go to a movie theater right before you go to the movie theater, you go to the bathroom, you're sitting for a couple hours plus previews, and then you leave the movie theater, go to the bathroom. Roughly, you go to the bathroom every few hours, but then when you go to bed, let's say at 10 o'clock, and then wake up at 6 o'clock, you usually hold your bladder the whole time. If you get up more than twice a night, in the middle of the night, we want to evaluate that. We call it polyuria or nocturia. But if you're sleeping poorly, sometimes the average amount of times you get up in the middle of the night is about 2 times. If you think about it. So you average about every couple hours, depending on your hydration. Now, you know, there's been a lot of controversy lately. We don't need to tell people to drink 10 glasses of water a day. You know, we know that your body needs water. If you think about it, if you're drinking soda and tea and coffee, and then you only get 1 or 2 cups of water, I'm seeing more and more clinicians say, look, I'd rather you drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day rather than all the other junk. But I have some people, they drink 5 or 6 and they're fine. And they're hydrated, and they're doing what they're supposed to. I live in southern Nevada, so we sweat a lot, we're parched, we're dry, and my mouth is open. I talk a lot. I do a show 3 hours a day. So I dehydrate a lot more. I expel a lot more fluid. So I should probably drink a little bit more. But what we roughly say is if you think you urinate more than 8 times a day, we may want to take a look at that. All right. Now, some people say, well, I've always done that. I just go to the bath. That's just my size bladder. That's just what I do with my drink, you know. But if it changes, then we like to look for diabetes. We like to look for infection. We like to look for interstitial cystitis. We like to look and see if you have a fibroid pressing on your uterus or, you know, for men, any other issues that could be going on, testicular, prostate, et cetera. Enlargement of the prostate could make you urinate because you're not able to empty your bladder as well, because that's another thing too. I mean, if you're having full blown urinations and then you're doing that 8 times, that's a lot of urine. But if you're like, oh darn, I just got to run and pee real quick before the movie starts so I don't have to get up and it's just a little dribble, that doesn't really count. You see what I mean? Okay. Now, what about stool? You know, it's interesting because, you know, many different cultures, many different, depending on where you're from, I was taught, you know, your stool habits will change. Like, for example, many Americans, it's very normal for them to not poop every day. They'll go every 3 days. Yet many Great Britainers, you know, from England, Great Britainers, I don't like saying Brits. I still don't know if that's a bad word or not. Brits, you know, people from England, they seem to go to the bathroom more regularly. And I don't know if it's the tea. I don't know if they eat healthier. You know, so the average amount of times, and I really apologize if any of you are eating right now, but the average amount of times that you should be stooling or evacuating your bowels, I'm not supposed to say go poo-poo. Apparently, go poo-poo is not an appropriate radio term. So I have to say evacuate your bowels. Right? Evacuate your bowels. When I hear that, it's like, you know, evacuate. If I was in someone's bowels, I'd evacuate too. But when you evacuate your own bowels, it could be anywhere between 3 times a day to every couple days. I mean, we'll have infants that'll go once a week. It can happen. I don't like that. I don't think it's the most normal thing, but it can happen. I mean, and I've had adults that only go once a week. Personally, what I tell y'all to do is look at the amounts that you're eating. Right, you know, the ounce for ounce, if you can, roughly, and then look at what you empty. Now, keep in mind, it is going to be shrunk a little bit. You don't stool or defecate. Okay, see, that's a kind of nice. That's going to be word of the day, defecate. Okay, you don't, you won't stool the exact size for size, because remember, what does the colon do before you evacuate the stool? It sucks out all the water. The main purpose of the colon is to reabsorb the water. And since much of your food is water, I mean, you dehydrate a watermelon, it shrinks. But you get an idea. But look and watch, many of you, you poop and you run. Now, I've told you to flush and run, not poop and run. You could poop, you could stand up, wipe, get your pants on, look at it. Make sure there's no blood. See if it's floating or sinking or if you missed. That's always good, right? You want to make sure you didn't miss. Some of you missed, right? Then close the lid, flush, and then you run, so you don't breathe in anything that could spray out. But always examine and look. And if it doesn't look like you're evacuating what you put in, then yeah, you're going to be constipated. And then you need to make sure you up your fiber. Maybe you need to eat in smaller amounts, because sometimes the bigger bolus of food doesn't digest as well. For those who join us, you may be wondering, why did we start the show talking about urination? Well, the previous hour, we were talking about how Olympian Ryan Lochte admits to urinating in the Olympic pool. And apparently he says they all do it. So Michael Phelps, I guess all of them have urinated in that beautiful, pristine, gorgeous Olympic pool that we've been looking at now every day. But I can't speak for Phelps. He couldn't speak for Phelps, but Ryan Seacrest interviewed him. And he said, yes, I have, we all do. And when Ryan Seacrest tried to find out, was it when you just won, an Olympic medal? He's like, no, it was during warm-ups. Okay, well, where are they swimming during warm-ups? So the subject of urination came. Also, I guess in the news today, somebody tweeted a picture. He's a Taco Bell employee of urinating on a plate of nachos. So I guess the theme of the day is urination, but I hope not, because we have a lot of other medical stories to talk about. But keep the emails coming, okay? Whether you listen to the first hour or the third hour, I don't care. Keep them coming, and your calls as well. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half ounce, or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Susan writes, Doctor, I drive from Los Angeles to Las Vegas once a month for work, and every time I need to stop at least 3 times on a trip to find a rest area, but never any time else. Could this be psychological? All right. Oh, so the urination topic is still going on. Good. All right. When we talk about polyuria and having to use a bathroom, you know, we talk about sometimes drinking too many fluids. We worry about infection. We worry about, you know, a bladder that could be, possibly, you know, loose, like a, you know, lack of pelvic floor stability or cystocele, you know, things such as that. Sometimes you, I don't know if any of you notice this, when you're sick, you urinate more. You diurese. You notice that when you're sick? Or right after you're done being sick, you seem to go to the bathroom a lot. That's your body's way of releasing some of the extra fluid that when you were sick you held in. You know, because we always want to make sure that you're drinking plenty of fluids, because when you're sick, you could dehydrate, the fever, you could lose a lot of fluid. And many times you don't urinate much when you're sick, but then as you're coming out of it, you urinate a lot. So that could be it. But, oh, I got to tell you, I think psychologically, big time. You know, whenever anybody says, you know, to me, all right, it's going to be a long drive, go to the bathroom. Okay, I'm done for. Because I'll go to the bathroom, and then even after I finish, I'm like, oh, no way, I'm not going to be able to last, no, I'm not going to be able to last. And then I worry about it the whole time on the trip, and I have to pull over. You know, when we were up in Montana, when I was taking my wilderness medicine class, we decided to, after the class, do a whitewater rafting trip. And, you know, I usually have to go to the bathroom every 2-3 hours. Well, the trip went from 1:15 to 5 o'clock. First, you got to get into the wetsuit. I declined the wetsuit, which was really stupid because I got really hypothermic, but that's another story for another day. You have to get to the wetsuit, and then, you know, we're waiting around. It's like 1:45. I'm like, oh, I better try to go really quickly. And so then I go, and then we get on the bus so we could drive to the area of the river where we're going to then take the boats. And, of course, there's no bathroom, and you don't really want to pee in the river because you don't want to get out of the boat into the river because the river's freezing. And so, well, it wasn't freezing. It was about maybe 50 degrees. So, but still, to me, freezing. And so, you know, I here I'm on the bus going, oh, no, I'm going to have to go again because there's going to be no bathrooms. Yet, once you sit down into the raft and you're bumping around and you're busy and you're having fun, you don't have to think about it. So that's very true. A lot of times we think we need to run and go to the bathroom because psychologically we're thinking about it. Now, the other thing too is when you're in a seated position and then all of a sudden you stand, that can make you want to go to the bathroom as well. So sometimes if you have to go, just sit down. But I remember one of my favorite songs. Oh, I don't know if I could say this on air. Do you guys remember years ago South Park and Cartman sang a song about Kyle's mom? And the South Park movie came out. Okay, so we're talking, this is the year 2000. Was it the year 2000 or 1999? Anyway, I was in the third trimester of pregnancy with my kid. So, of course, I'm waiting the whole movie for that song. And I'm thinking about it. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, So as soon as I get up to go to the bathroom, that's when the song plays and I missed it. Oh, yeah. But again, it's thinking. I know. Hey, it's not my fault we're talking about this. Ryan Lochte pees in the Olympic pool. That's why we're talking about this. It's not my fault. We're talking about Ryan Lochte's bladder, but I'm just bringing my bladder in for just some conversation here. But absolutely, and what you need to do is you need to do some mental training exercises where it doesn't bother you. You don't have to go. Because I think a lot of us, we could go, I mean, you know, here I am telling you all that the average amount of time you need to go to the bathroom is usually every 2-3 hours. Well, I do a 3-hour show plus prep, and I'm fine. Why? Because I'm sitting. But if I was standing and walking around, like I used to do my show, I used to walk around and get up and, you know, whatever, you know, I was always running to the bathroom. So I think a lot of it, you know, can be psychological. But before you, you know, go down that path, make sure you get checked. Make sure the doctor does a urinalysis. Make sure there's no infection. Make sure you're not having any prostate issues, because obviously when the prostate enlarges, it presses on the urethra. You don't seem to empty as well. So the reason why you have to go is because you're not getting a good empty bladder. So great, you know, great topic, great questions. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what happened here? So this Taco Bell employee was fired after urinating on a plate of nachos in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He uploaded the photograph, and I can't say some of the things he wrote because some of the words are dirty, but they begin with P and they're four-letter words. And I guess before he got fired, so you actually see, I'm looking at the picture, you see him urinating on the nachos. All right, and then he says, nobody could fire me. You're allowed to urinate on things. I'm not going to serve them to anybody. That would be messed up, right? There's no way I'm going to be fired because I'm allowed to pee on things. There's no law against that. Well, of course, Taco Bell did fire him. But the reason why this story is significant, not because we're talking about, you know, urination and Olympic pools and et cetera, is how many times do I have to give you these stories on how employees do things that are a little bit unethical, a little bit unsanitary, and wet to your food. Okay, now, yes, the majority of these cases, we probably should do a cross-sectional analysis, meta-analysis maybe. Many of them are fast food places, right? The McDonald's, somebody spit into the iced tea, and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go into it because it makes me nauseous. But, you know, if I had to make an argument for not eating fast food, in addition to the obesity and the lack of nutritional value, can I throw in there that sometimes there are real idiot employees urinating on food and tweeting pictures and Facebooking pictures about it? I mean, this is disgusting. Now, of course, he claimed he didn't serve it, and I believe him because I think it would be really noticeable. I mean, when you get nachos, even from fast food, they're slightly crispy, you know, and urination wouldn't do that, and I'm sure, you know, it would smell. So I doubt it got served to somebody. But the fact that these people have that kind of spare time makes me nervous. You know, everybody always says, don't go to a busy restaurant. I've always heard that from my mom when I was younger. You don't want to go to a busy restaurant because they're going to make mistakes and they're going to be dirty. After I worked in the restaurant industry, I would say don't work at a slow restaurant because these workers have nothing to do in between orders. And they have time to brood. When you're busy, you're busy. You're trying to get the orders out. You're trying to serve. No, but so my recommendation would be go to a place where the manager is there, find the manager, and make sure they're the one that's giving you your food so nobody urinates on it. And I would probably also suggest against drive-through. You really can't see much through that drive-through window, and they know. When I worked drive-through and I had to kind of fix my bra, I knew exactly what the, how, when a person sees, you can't see around a corner unless you have a periscope. So I knew exactly what I had to do without anybody seeing from the drive-thru. So imagine someone who wants to mess with your food. It's not good. That's not good. All right, so going back to the Olympics, I believe Michael Phelps finished his last race winning Olympic gold. Lochte, I think, did an incredible job. It's just this story about him admitting to urinating in the Olympic pool kind of ruins it for me, especially since when you look at the pictures of him, he kind of looks relieved. All the pictures they show make, they're kind of facial expressions you'd make when you urinate. He blames the chlorine. He thinks the chlorine makes you go to the bathroom. I get asked a lot about caffeine. Does caffeine really make you urinate? Absolutely. You know, anything that could irritate the lining of the bladder will make you need to go more. So that's why we always recommend avoiding peppers and spicy food, because those things could also make you urinate. Now, also just nerves. You know, my guess is you jump in the pool. Those bathing suits look really tight, probably difficult to take off and on. There's all these swimmers running around, so maybe they don't want to get naked. Like, you know, I'll just go in the pool. I don't know. This just really ruins it for me. I had such an, idea of Olympics, you know, after seeing all the gold that our swimmers won and our gymnasts won, et cetera. I mean, I was like, oh, you know, and now you hear they sit there and pee in that pristine, gorgeous pool. And what really ruins it for me is seeing the swimmers put the water in their mouths before they jump in. We were talking about that in the first hour. You notice that? They put the water in their mouth. And then they either spit it out. One swimmer swallowed. It wasn't an American swimmer. The Americans, I noticed, spit the water out. But I noticed another one swallowed it. I don't know how that prepares you for a swim. That makes absolutely no sense to me at all. But that's what they did. What do you do? All right. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. There's a woman who was bulimic, was, I think, over her bulimia, decided to show her friends how she doesn't even have a gag reflex anymore, demonstrates it with a butter knife, and she actually swallows the butter knife. I wish I could show you guys pictures. Then some MIT math geniuses figured out a loophole in Massachusetts lottery, won big bucks before somebody figured it out. It takes math geniuses to win this, looks like. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General natural steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some people have said that if they've been in a sauna, that the heat makes them feel better and they're less depressed. Well, researchers took this to a new level where they've actually devised a tent where a person sits in this tent. Tent, I think, goes up to about 98 degrees. The head is outside of the tent. Their body is in the tent. The temperature is raised, and it possibly releases a trigger in the brain that helps them increase their moods. Now, most of us, if we have depression, we try to go through therapy or we go through medication. Some of us get over it after about 12 weeks. Some of us don't. But this new treatment they call whole body heating or hyperthermia, where they raise your body temperature, hypothermia, appear to have some pretty promising results for people with depression. Now, a team at the University of Arizona has developed this tent. It's like a one-man tent with heaters that sit above the upper part of the body. The walls of the tent are covered with silver reflectors to retain the heat. It goes up to about 98.99 degrees. And in one study, they tried this at the University of Wisconsin with patients that underwent whole body heating for 72 hours as a treatment for cancer. Wait, how'd they go to the bathroom? Oh, I hope they didn't pee in the tent. So in a different study, what they did is they tested body heating as a treatment for cancer because they thought heat could make treatment for the disease more effective. Yet scientists noted that these people said they were less depressed because of the heat. The scientists in Wisconsin said that the rise in body temperature might have produced an increase in endorphins, which are kind of the natural painkilling molecules that kind of give people like a, you know, a little high, you know, when they run and work out, et cetera. So, does heat release endorphins? Now, in this new trial at the University of Arizona in Tucson, around 30 patients with major depression will be placed in the tent. Half will be in a heated tent. Half will receive placebo treatment, where they will lie in the tent but not be subjected to heat. Well, I'm sure they're going to figure that one out. The thing with placebos, you're not supposed to know, right? So if you're not under heat and your body's not warming, how can you tell? All the patient's depression levels will be measured using a questionnaire. All right, and then you will hear about it here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ooh, how exciting. I got to tell you why I think this is kind of significant. Many of us, when we were younger, what did we do to make us feel better? Right? We went out to the beach or we went out to the pool. We laid out in the sun. Okay. Ever since we've been afraid of going out in the sun, I've had a lot more of my patients say, you know, gosh, I felt better when I could lay out and be out there. And of course you can, you know, and I know some doctors will say, well, vitamin D. Vitamin D is related to depression. Vitamin D, schmitamin D. I think people need sun, right? I think people need sun. People need warmth, right? I think being inside an air-conditioned room when it's dark, I think it messes with you on a variety of levels. Plants need sun. Even animals, even my cats and my dogs, they love being outside. Yeah, and my cats are indoor cats. But when I open up a window for them to go out on the roof and run around like they love to do, they are ecstatic, all right? People like outside. We always have. You know, people talk, well, childhood depression is on the rise, childhood obesity. That's because they're not going outside. They're sitting in front of a computer. They're sitting in front of a video game. So, you know, them saying lying in a hot tent could ease depression by triggering release of mood chemical is probably the same thing that got released when we used to lay out in the sun. Now, that being said, of course, we're all scared about skin cancer, and none of us physicians want to tell you to go outside and lay out like you used to. But, I mean, you know, you just kind of wonder, do we have more depression now because we don't walk to work? We don't take our horse to the local, I don't know, winer or, what did they used to do in cowboy days to get some whiskey? Was that a bar? Saloon. Yeah. So we don't take our horse and go to the saloon. We don't take our horse and go to work. We aren't out there farming. We use machines. All we do is we get up, we shower, we hop into our car, which is in a carport or a garage or some sort of overhang, you know, drive to work, immediately jump into the building, and we never get outside. So, if there's any researchers out there, figure out how much sun is safe and let us get it. You know, or figure out some sort of protection against skin cancer that's a little bit better than sunscreen, because we're hearing about these sunscreens and how the sunscreen could actually make skin cancer. Another article came out with those fluorescent bulbs, light bulbs possibly causing skin cancer. And again, we're all afraid of skin cancer. We've all known somebody who got melanoma. It scares the heck out of us, which is why we, you know, always flock indoors and we cover ourselves up. But there's something to getting sun. My fly fishers are happy. Yeah, they're covered up, but they're still outside. Our hikers are happy. Our runners are happy. My golfers are happy. All right, there's something more than just popping vitamin D tablets. there's more to it. So, yeah, this tent study makes a lot of sense. By the way, an article came out talking about how common skin cancer could be a chronic condition. You know how I tell y'all, if any of you get any skin cancer, go back to a dermatologist and get checked to see when the next one's going to come? Well, basal cell carcinoma, one of the most common forms of skin cancer, and also probably the least deadly, is now being viewed as a chronic disease. Researchers at the Warren Alpert Medical School and Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, said, you know, if somebody has an isolated lesion, they are always at risk for getting another one. You know, and these basal cell carcinomas, they're, if you look at your face, usually a lot of times we see them on your face or your chest or your arms, sun-exposed areas, they're very cute. They're pink, they're pearly, a little shiny, they're round. They don't look as ominous and mean and scary as a melanoma, or plaquey like a squamous cell carcinoma. Your basal cell carcinomas are kind of like little cute little gumdrops, but they're still skin cancer. Okay, they won't be completely uniform in nature. You know, they'll be a little bit off because they're skin cancer. But, you know, just because you get one skin cancer taken off doesn't mean you're in the clear. All right. If you got skin cancer in one area, another area of your skin could be a risk also, because you don't stick just one square centimeter of your skin out in the sun. A good part of it is. So, you know, just realize if something was removed by your doctor and you're all happy, that's fine, but still go for your skin cancer screens. Okay. Let me see. I believe there was also a link. Let me see there. I think there was also a link between eczema. Having a family history of eczema, you add 1.54 times greater risk of getting basal cell carcinoma. They say older age, sun sensitivity, intense sun exposure before age 30, and certain blood pressure lowering medications like your ACE inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers can be associated with increased risk of basal cell carcinoma. Did you know that? That your blood pressure medicine could put you at risk for skin cancer? No, Dr. Dahlia, because you never mentioned it before. Well, I was trying to pretend I mentioned it before. Thank you for catching that. Yeah, I never brought that up on the show, did I? I know I brought up skin issues with ACE inhibitors in the past, but looks like there is a link to basal cell carcinoma. Now, why would eczema be associated with it? They don't know. They don't know. But remember, you know, if you have some sort of inflammatory type state, bad things seem to happen to you. Do you guys notice that? Right? Right? If you got periodontal disease, you're more at risk for heart attacks. People with gout seem to be more at risk for heart attacks. There's not a direct link, but we're noticing, you know, many people that have high blood pressure, diabetes, et cetera, they also have the gout. And so eczema, you know, your skin, here's my thing. With eczema, your skin is broken down, so you get less natural skin protection when it comes to skin cancer. So that's why I would think people with eczema have more of an issue. But interesting stuff. So again, don't blow off the skin. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, there's a bunch of treatments for these basal cell carcinomas. You know, they sometimes they curette them off. Sometimes we just, you know, cut them off. Some people freeze them. Some use the 5-fluorouracil agent to chemically kill it. So there's a variety of things. All right, when we get back, more of these stories. I want to talk about these MIT people that won the lottery. That's kind of cool. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you with Facebook accounts, please find the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect with our page so we can connect. And the Dr. Dahlia Twitter handle, please find us on Twitter so we can connect there as well. And for those of you with Android phones, you could download our free Dr. Dahlia app, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for 3 hours any amount of hours you want because we have podcasts, archives, etc. So free app, go to my website to download it or go to your Android app store. We are still working on the iPhone. All right, so I don't play the lottery because our state doesn't have one. But it's kind of interesting how some MIT researchers and students figured out a way to cash in for years on the Massachusetts state lottery. So let me kind of tell you how they did this. Looks like they were there was a biomedical researcher and MIT undergraduates who were quote unquote looking for an interesting school project years ago. Over the past 7 years, they bought more than $40 million in lottery tickets, won $48 million, so made an $8 million profit. All right? They played the Massachusetts cash windfall game. And they realized that once the windfall game reaches $2 million, players who buy $100,000 worth of tickets would almost certainly win. Boy, they had some sort of a bankroll. Look at this. Okay, so this is how they say it worked. They said, with most lotteries, the jackpot's supposed to be limited to $2 million. But once it is surpassed, the excess is redistributed to smaller prizes known as a roll-down week. The smaller jackpots won by matching 5 of 6 numbers became 5 to 10 times bigger on roll-down weeks, with the typical $4,000 win becoming $40,000. So what the MIT researchers calculated was if they bought $600,000 of tickets on rollover weeks, they would most likely make a 10 to 15% profit. Does that make sense to you? Anyway, their system became like a full-time business. And the gamblers would buy hundreds of thousands of lottery tickets at $2 each. By 2005, they were really rocking and rolling with this. Now, I guess officials figured out something was going on, but because they were putting so much money into the game, they let it go. However, journalists saw something was going on, and I guess what they decided to do was block how many, how many tickets you could buy, like a $5,000 limit of tickets retailers could sell every day. And then I guess Massachusetts State Treasurer Steve Grossman halted the cash windfall game, then apologized to the public, etc. I don't know what's going to happen to these guys. I don't think any laws were broken. Which is probably why, we don't see any charges filed. I guess, what they did is they purchased a lot of tickets. I mean, I remember there were some millionaires who won the lottery, but they didn't want their names being known. And so they sent proxies to come and accept the prize. And I remember telling my husband, I go, why don't more, of these wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people just go every week and, buy thousands and thousands of lottery tickets? Because if we're ever in California, we may buy one, right? Here we are with our one ticket going, oh, yay. But that's not how you win. I mean, these people that are winning obviously buy thousands of tickets. And I guess some of these wealthy people do. And that's how these other wealthy people won. So, it's, easy money for them. So mathematicians were able to figure it out. Okay. Now, this woman obviously isn't a mathematician. There's a lady who was bulimic, decided to prove to her friends that she no longer had the gag reflex. You get the gag reflex when something touches the back of your tongue, forces you to vomit. People with bulimia force themselves to vomit their food, or they take laxatives to try to excrete their food in a way to lose weight. Bulimics, very different from anorexics. Anorexics, they won't eat. Bulimics, they eat. But then they either vomit up the food or take laxatives to excrete it. Bulimics will usually be of normal weight, sometimes even heavier, because they still somehow take the calories and they still have the desire to eat, whereas the anorexics, they just don't eat them. They get very skinny. So the woman was 30 years old in Atlanta, showing off to friends, using a butter knife. Unfortunately, the butter knife became lodged in her esophagus as she started giggling. She starts vomiting blood, complaining of chest pain. Goes to the hospital. The doctors were able to go into the throat through endoscopy, able to remove it. She didn't suffer further damage. But apparently this woman had swallowed a knife 4 years earlier. But I guess she didn't learner lesson. So there's pictures of this. I need to post it on Facebook. There's pictures also in the New England Journal of Medicine of what a butter knife looks like, right, as it goes down the posterior oropharynx into her esophagus. Now, the reason why I brought this up is not because, you know, we're scratching our head on how, you know, Darwinian theory of selection and survival of the fittest hasn't weeded people like this out. But, you know, we forget that our kids could be bulimic. You know, we think that our kids aren't bulimic if they're of normal weight because we mix bulimia up with anorexia. You know, when your child gets very skinny and doesn't seem to eat, mom and dad are always like, all right, the kid has anorexia, brings the kid in. But your kid of normal weight, you don't seem to think. And some of the signs is look at their hands. If they have bite marks on their hands, because remember, when you gag, your teeth hit the skin. If they have bad breath, if their teeth are eroding, because when you vomit, the acid goes up to the teeth. Signs of nutritional deficiency. Those are signs, you know, and bulimia is very common because people get to eat and then they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so guilty that I've eaten. And then they try to vomit it up. So just keep an eye on your kids and on your grandkids because some of them will do things like that. I know. I don't ask why. I, you know. Now, a lot of women have thought of it. They're like, oh my gosh, I just ate a buffet. I can't believe I did that. I really should throw it up so I don't gain the weight. But we don't do it because it's disgusting and you get sick. But a lot of these younger teenagers, remember, they want to look good, right? Everything's all about losing weight. Back to vitamin D levels. A study came out. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, that low vitamin D levels may raise risk of death in older adults. All right. Vitamin D back and forth. We keep going back and forth. We need to make sure you have normal vitamin D. We don't want you having too much. We don't want you having too little. Wasn't there a study a couple months ago saying too much vitamin D causes early death? Now they're saying too little vitamin D causes early death. We thought vitamin D puts you at risk for cancer, puts you at risk for osteoporosis, but now they're just saying you die. They say those with low vitamin D out of Oregon State University, researchers who looked at 4,300 adults over age 60, said those with low vitamin D levels had a 30% greater risk of death during the study period than those with higher levels. Frail people had more than double the risk of death than those who weren't frail. Of course, those that were frail had low vitamin D were three times more likely to die than those who weren't frail had high vitamin D. Of course, if your bones are frail and you fall, hip fracture, 50% of dying that year. Of course, low vitamin D linked to cancer. But then again, I'd love to see a study of your seniors who are out there in the sun, you know, golfing, etc. It stinks. It stinks. We can't tell people to go out into the sun, but we're all thinking it. You know, my seniors that are out there walking the dogs and out there in the sun and going to the kids' games and golfing and, you know, they do better. They do better. Of course, wear hats because you need to protect yourself. See, the problem is, you know, and we keep talking about this. Can you, you know, just uncover one part of your skin and then watch that? Unfortunately, many people with melanomas, it's a cell that goes awry. You know, so you could still get skin cancer in non-sun exposed areas, even though, you know, even if you abuse yourself from sun in a different area. So, you know, they better figure it out. I bet what they're going to do is market sunlight in a pill, unfortunately. All right. Don't go away. You've got another hour coming up. If not, you all be safe. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All right.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.